Welcome to The Making of You. I'm Alexandria, founder of The Mastery Project and your transformation hub, and now this podcast. The series is dedicated to helping you harness your unique potential, the tools for purpose and personal empowerment, and also about having fun becoming the architect of your own life. So let's get into it. This is episode 6, 5 ways to understand know thyself. Well, when people say know thyself, it's often a time or a hint to actually take notice and listen. Yeah, it can be a finger wagging exercise by one of your elders, but it was also one of the most poignant points of The Matrix when the Oracle was talking to Neo in the first Matrix about his major initiation with Morpheus. So, first thing I'd like to say about know thyself is truly it's the universe reaching out to you magically, annoyingly, obviously, working to explain to you that it's really important to understand yourself because it's going to be the making of you in your life. So, number one, what are the components that contribute to you, as in the workings of you and the foundation of you? Well, I split them up into two different constituents, one being your mind, if you think of a square, and one being your heart, or the portal to your infinite potentiality. Call that a circle. Now, the square is very much related to the material, so it's related to focusing that immaterial energy that flows through your heart center into form. So your head is all about logistics, time management, being on budget, being on time, these type of concepts, because that is extremely important in our daily lives, because there is, of course, a major part of our world that is material. So the issue with the material is the mind does like to control. We understand that because it couldn't make form if it didn't. But there's also a part of us that hangs out in our mind called our limited self. Now, the limited self is a little bit scared of everything that it can't control. All right, so it lives inside the cube. It wants to stay there. It's not happy about change. Doesn't really like to contribute to any innovation. And it can make us think that we're lesser, unworthy. And it can start all types of conversation that are going to drain our energy and lower our energetic frequency. So the key when we're in our mind is to focus on the job at hand, to ground and to use those beautiful inspirations that are coming from our heart center to actually create in the material what we want to produce. So what's this about the heart? Well, I know a lot of people think of the heart as romantic love and that yucky love stuff. But basically, if you're not comfortable with the heart analogy, think of a sphere and think of that sphere as being a portal to all that is and energy. So your heart center is creative HQ simply because it is the interface. It is the portal to unlimited, yes, okay, immaterial flow, but unlimited energy nonetheless. So to know thyself, you do need to understand those two components that make up your creative process. So your immaterial, your heart connection, that unlimited energy is related, of course, to imagination, innovation, and also inspiration, enthusiasm, wanting to find an alternative, wanting to find answers to the questions that you ask in your mind. So I always say to people, think of a combination. Don't alienate or judge your mind any more than worship or think that your heart's better. Know that you need both of them to navigate both the physical world and to enjoy yourselves and to find that upliftment and the intangible, beautiful rewards and fulfillment that are all about living in this dimension and expanding ourselves. So my second point about know thyself is if we imagine the cube, all right, is inside the sphere, all right, What's outside that? Well, it is our consciousness. But our consciousness actually is in both our mind and our heart. Okay, so the consciousness is sort of the whole package of us. But the consciousness of ourselves is related mostly or completely to the immaterial. So we could say, well, what is consciousness? How do you measure it? Well, you can't, because it's an immaterial beingness or energy or loving consciousness, whatever way you want to label it. It's there. It has our soul. It has our purpose. It has what we would perhaps consider our expanded and infinite nature. So that's a very important part of knowing ourselves, to explore that, because we're going to hear our inner voice, we're going to connect perhaps with other dimensions of our consciousness, we're going to be guiding ourselves with inspiration and with perhaps a lot of less logical pointers, but we will be developing our greater sentience. And we know that if you want to expand, you want to become sentient, intuitive, understand those inner nudges, the meaning and purpose in our lives, we are going to be stepping outside the cube. We're going to be embracing authentic change and transformation, which doesn't have a logical label on it, all right? And often it is perhaps a journey of many curves, so we can pick up some momentum and some acceleration in order to break through into new perceptions and rejuvenate and rebirth our general frequency and our consciousness raising as a whole. So number two is your consciousness is, of course, all part of knowing yourself. So keep your sentience alive by using it, by embracing it, and by experiencing all of that beautiful messaging. Okay, number three. Well, we are in an information age. I don't think we can ignore that. Media, social media, the access to news has never been easier. So we've got facts, we've got factoids, we've got fake news, we've got conspiracy theory, we've got information basically coming out everywhere. And it's only increasing. Now, the issue for me in knowing thyself is sometimes all of that information outside of ourselves can take over our lives, sort of like a voice outside of ourselves shouting at us with lots of different facts. But no matter how much Google we do, we are, of course, aware that Google can't tell us who we are becoming. And Google, although it may try, it can't actually make an authentic choice. We're the one with the free will. We're the one who needs to choose and understand from our choices ourselves better. So I'm all for our brilliant information age and for the discovery and the ability to search and do your own research relatively easily. But also, it's really important if you're going to examine the greater gifts, the greater potential of yourself, and really dig in to know thyself, that you understand, first and foremost, in your heart center what you want. Yes, by all means, then go Google. All right, support yourself with that huge information base. But take the moments, take the stillness, be at peace with yourself so you can quiet the mind, which often gets overstimulated by a huge amount of external authorities, social media, and just listen. And understand in your uniqueness and in that amazing empowerment of your own free will, what do you actually truly want? Okay? Now, a lot of us are simply overstimulated. So to ask that question, it's really quite hard to answer. And the reason is we're sort of like on a permanent sort of trampoline bouncing around off all of the information that surrounds us. So know thyself, very simple way to achieve that. Ask yourself deep down, what do you truly want? Okay, number four. Right, I think we should also flag not only asking yourself what you truly want, but also understanding how you feel and what you believe. So what are your questions about meaning and purpose in your life? Are you nurturing those in your heart center and in your intuition and your sentience to find the answers to how you're feeling and what you believe? Now, what know thyself does imply is that you need a lot of intellectual understandings, perhaps, or a lot of knowledge, when the know is actually from the knowingness. Now, knowingness comes from taking a question, which often comes from our mind, and then taking that question into our heart and then combining with inspiration, centeredness, and our connectedness to find our unique answer. But know thyself also asks us to apply, all right? Now, it's all very easy in our world to say, I know. But do we really? Well, we can definitely say we do when we've actually applied what we are wanting to create and we've actually entered into that application and practical process. So the reason it's so important to understand the know thyself from applying is because when we apply energy and we apply what we think we know, we actually start finding out and distilling authentic wisdom. So we're building one of the greatest resources that backs know thyself, which is, of course, experience. So knowing thyself, we do need to understand how we feel. We need to understand what we believe and then be brave enough to apply, to wisdom harvest, and to build our confidence basically through a big reserve of experience. So yeah, we could all go into the coulda, woulda, shoulda, maybe, but when we've said, no, actually, I investigated that, I did my research and I applied it and this is my experience, then we're building that beautiful inner authority of ourselves, the inner authority mental, and we're acknowledging that we do know ourselves, we know thyself at that point because we've bothered actually to apply and investigate ourselves. Now, my last point today is number five, and I think number five is one of the most unifying aspects of know thyself. Yes, a lot of us can start knowing ourselves when we hit difficult times in our lives, we hit initiations, we hit big changes or life crossroads. But the key to know thyself, I personally believe, is never, ever stop learning. All right. Now, it's probably for a lot of people, it might not be as easy to learn when they're cruising because they're having such a good time. They're going, oh, it's all going my way. So why do I need to learn? But I think when you're joyous and authentically joyous, you've also got fabulous connections, very low resistance, and the ability to learn very easily, even effortlessly. Sometimes people need a real tough time to make them focus in the sense of to call to action within themselves to actually understand and learn for themselves. So big initiations can be exactly what certain people need to learn. For me, I believe learning all the time, being open-hearted and open-minded, is one of the most effective ways to enrich and to connect with the know thyself space. Because you're saying, I'm not resisting anything. Yeah, don't necessarily agree with everything. And it's not necessarily my opinion or it's not necessarily how I feel about that. But I am actually open. And being open-hearted and open-minded is one of the most wonderful ways to stay connected and to have no resistance.